Hello, and welcome to the Discover Mott-Com podcast. In this episode, I'm going to talk music. I have Kevin Schell from Howard City that's going to join me, and we are going to talk about drumming, music around the area, and who knows what else right after this.
Welcome to the Discover Mott-Com podcast, where we are going to look at the communities, the businesses, the attractions, and the people that make up Mott-Com County. Here is your podcast host, Dwayne Weed.
Welcome back to the Discover Mott-Com podcast. Today, I have Kevin Schell joining me. Kevin, I know you drove a long ways to come here today, but thank you for taking the time. Thank you for taking the time. I'd like to discuss music today.
Okay.
I know you've had your fingers in a lot of things lately around this area, but before we talk about that, when did you first decide that drums were going to be an instrument that you wanted to take on?
Well, actually, ever since, I've always loved the drums. I mean, I've always wanted to play drums, but in fifth grade when, you know, I wanted to play drums. Sorry, all them spots are taking. But we think you'd do good with the trombone. So I ended up playing trombone for like, till ninth grade.
Okay.
And then in ninth grade, I switched over to drums, and took private lessons for a couple of years.
Okay.
And stuff, and
very similar. Yeah. Fifth grade, I want to play drums. Matter of fact, I still have my Ludwig snare from back then.
Wow.
and I use it a lot, just mm-hmm. retuned it a little bit.
Right.
When you were in school, were you in bands? Did you, you know, what? Take me down a little memory lane.
You know, I was always in, you know, I went to Sparta. So I was in high school, Sparta High School Marching Band. And then, toward our senior year, after I got my driver's license in 16, whatever, I did join a band. We're called Early Blue. People probably know Denny Middleton and Nick Lewis from the Bimini Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
I played with them for a couple of years until I got married.
Yeah, you were telling me off camera that when you got married, you kind of took a hiatus.
You took a hiatus for about 10 years.
Okay, and then you got back at it. It's interesting. You know, my story's similar. You know, mine in high school, 10th grade. Going into 11th, started up with a band, and you know we were together through 93. I graduated. I was a 79 graduate. You were
79.
You were 79 as well.
I graduated in 79.
Okay. So and then after that, that's when I took my little hiatus. You know, business, life, things happening, and then got back into it through the worship team.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day for me, I was like, you know, talking to some of the worship members going, you know, worship music's great, but I like rock and roll. And they went, well, I like rock and roll. So I started my basement, you know, back in mid 2000s somewhere.
Okay.
We started having people coming into the basement. I call it therapy.
Mm-hmm.
It's music therapy. And everything is perfect in my basement until you pull the cameras out. Now you got to really work hard at it. But, you know, you and I met because of, you know, open mic up at the pizza.
Gene's Pizza Cafe.
Yeah, right in Howard City.
Howard City.
You know, we got to know each other there. You got back into music through worship first, right?
Before, right.
Okay. When did you start looking into this area about doing local music, you know?
Well, actually, it was through work. A fellow employee needed a drummer. He was starting a country band. And so I just, you know, kind of hooked up with him and talked to the wife about, you know, or whatever, and just decided, yeah, that would be cool. Just the old country. I mean,
right.
The stuff I didn't like growing up. But I love it now. I mean, it's awesome. I mean, you get into it, and it's just how good it really is. I mean, So then I played with them for about 5 or 6 years.
Okay.
Just doing weddings and little parties and little jams at the Moose and stuff like that.
Well, it's interesting. Howard City, for being a small town, has a pretty good music base.
Yes,
and
they do.
You have your fingers in some of that. Can you tell me how that came about?
Well, actually, well, after I retired from work, and I was looking for places to go hear music and stuff, and I heard about this, you know, the open mic that they had. It was already going before I even got into it. And Mark Swanson was doing it at the time.
Okay.
There, and actually went in, and it was great, you know. And then Mark always had like a djembe or something along too, mm-hmm. you know. And after we met and talked, you know, told him I played drums, he goes, well, here, why don't you, you know, you can play this, you know, or whatever. And so I would jam along and stuff with, and we just kind of worked into a thing. We started, you know, Mark Swanson Trio.
Right.
And stuff. So I played with Mark for like 5 or 6 years.
Yeah. And you just recently hooked back up with him because you also.
Just recently did a gig, yes, with Mark and Ian Matthews from Fairport Convention days back in the late 60s and stuff. But Ian's been busy. He's been putting out albums his whole life, and he just put one out again. And it's a very good album. I would suggest you go check it out, Ian Matthews.
So now you've got the open mic at Howard City.
Right.
You're jamming with Mark. I know that you've been in other groups.
We're doing a little band called Blue Fire that I'm currently in with David Riquet from Fremont. He helps me with my open mics.
Okay.
Since open mic is kind of more about like singing and playing. Well, I don't sing.
but you do play well.
I do
play well.
Thank you. So Dave takes care of that part, my guitar. He's guitar and vocals and stuff. And we start out, we'll do a few songs, and then we get the lineup, whoever signs up to play, they can get up and do their thing. And if they want us to play along, we will.
Okay.
And stuff.
I've been going up to the Sawmill on Wednesdays and doing the same thing.
Right.
You know, they're set up. They've got a full kit.
That's nice.
And, you know, there's people that you sometimes jam with every week. And then there's times that, you know, somebody will go up and want somebody to accompany them. And you're basically playing stuff that you don't know. In some cases,
yeah,
you know, you're,
a lot of sometimes, you know, you go by the style of the music, and you just find a rhythm that fits, you know.
And it's always interesting.
Watch for breaks.
It's always interesting when their style is nowhere near how you know the song is supposed to go.
Oh yeah, that happens a lot.
And then you're going, okay, I'm going to make a bunch of creative decisions here, and you get all done, and people love it.
Oh yeah,
and it's
all about having a good time. It's not about being Mr. Perfect up on stage. Yeah. I look at it more as the average person who's plays guitar and wants to get their music out or sing in front of a group or something like that. It's kind of a entry level step up.
Yeah,
and you know, it's not.
And
about
you get some of the pros too.
I mean, some of the pros too that come and they want to try out a new song or something like that. You know. Yeah, they're more than welcome, but I look at it more as for the average player.
Yeah, and I found it interesting because I go up once in a while.
It's fun.
Yeah, it is, and you know, I love seeing the younger people.
Yes, oh yes, there's some great local young talent.
And, you know, seeing them get up, and in some cases, it's their first time in front of an audience and a microphone.
Oh yeah,
and then there's other times that you know, you were just telling me of a young kid that I saw this past Thursday.
David?
I think so. And, you know, he was 12 or 13. I don't know how old he is.
He was like, well,
but he was like, you told me he was 9 when he first came.
8 or 9 when he started. Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, I think this is a great place for people to find out if this is what they like to do.
Yeah.
You know, let's switch it up a little bit. I said Howard City has a pretty good, I guess, music scene.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've got the open mic.
They got the open mic.
You know, at the pizza mm-hmm. cafe there, there's, during the summer, there's music in the park.
Yes.
And then there's also a thing that I know that you just got off from this past weekend of what, actually, when we recorded this interview, the music festival.
Oh, yes.
Can you talk to us, share with us a little bit about the music festival, and were you involved from the beginning, or what do you remember? Because this, I mean, in 2025 here, this was the 7th, or was this the 8th?
I believe it's about the 7th, but I've only been involved probably like the last 5.
Okay.
Or so. And I wasn't involved in the sound part.
Right.
I mean, but it was the Mark Swanson Trio we were supposed to play.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, we had a power outage which took care of that.
It's time to get the acoustics out and let's sit on the ground and do kumbaya.
Yeah.
You know,
but
it happens.
Since then, though, Mark and I ran the sound for like the last 3 years, and then we've usually played too, and then and this year we just ran sound with a friend of mine, Ben Stout, mm-hmm. from the Free Flight Band. Yeah. But it's a great festival downtown. We start at noon and we'll have like 8 or 9 bands. We try to get a good variety of music for everybody's listening pleasure, and it's just a great time. It's a time for, you know, a lot of vendors come in. It's good to, you know, check that out. Get in the town, see what's actually there for businesses.
Yep.
You can, you know,
bring your lawn chair.
Tom's Music Store, Gene's Pizza Cafe, the little
Carve.
The name. Oh, there's Carve Nutrition. There's
a record store.
Record store, yes, and the little novelty shop.
Edgerton Giftery.
Yes, Edgerton Giftery. There.
Yeah. Don't pick my brain. I'm supposed to pick yours. You're not supposed to pick mine today. No, but that's okay. But it is nice, and I noticed that this year they did a thing, and I don't know if this was the first year, but they did showcasing in between the acts of younger people. Is that right. Always been, or was this the first year?
No, it's always been, but usually we just have them start off from at the beginning of the show, and we just have them do a couple songs each.
Yeah.
But this year we thought we'd try between band setup, let them get up and sing while we're setting up the next band to keep music going.
It's a great idea. Because I remember
and going
up.
And there was
up,
a lot more talent this year,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
There was,
and they were good.
They were very good.
I mean,
good.
Good. But as far as keeping people's attention, I remember when the band would stop, and then you'd wait for 20 minutes as they're setting everything up.
Yep.
But now you've got local young people, and I say young people, anybody younger than me.
Well, yeah, but most of them, I mean, they're teenagers. I mean,
yeah.
they're maybe 20
young
tops. Young
20s. Young
20s.
Yeah.
I mean, they're but awesome talent.
Yeah. You know, as we, you know, look at the music scene around here, I know that you've played at the festival, you played at the Music in the Park, you do the open mic. I think it should be called the Kevin Show. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. You know, Kevin and his cronies.
Believe me, I have a lot of help from a lot of other great people.
I know that, and in my defense, it's always funnier in my head than the reality of it. But it's nice to see that we have that going on here. Mm-hmm. And I know that, you know, as far as the festival goes and even Music in the Parks, as soon as they're mm-hmm. done, they're planning for next year already.
Oh, yeah, pretty much.
You know.
But also, though, there was one I was forgetting. The Senior Center, every Friday, they have a group well, two groups actually, but the one I come to once in a while is they play from 9 to noon for the seniors.
Okay.
At the senior center in town.
Okay.
And it's been going on for a long time, and there's a lot of awesome talent in that group.
Right. Yeah, you might be older, but you can still play.
Oh, yeah.
You can still play.
Yes.
Is there anything about music that we haven't talked about that, that you know that's going on around this area? Or have we kind of beat that horse, so to speak?
Well, basically, it's almost anywhere you go, there's great music. I mean, there are so many great musicians in this area. You know, they're from, like, the Amble Bar. I mean, they have their bands, nights, and open mic kind of like things going on. But there's so many great bands in this area. Yeah. I mean, you
and
got,
not just in the county, too. You can go, you know, the Driftwood. And
yeah,
you know, just,
all over. You know, it don't matter where you go, there's great bands.
Yeah. So I guess so
it's not hard to find music anywhere in Michigan.
Right.
Or any the United States, yeah. Actually.
You know, I know that the bar scene, as far as places to play, are seems to be down compared
it
to
is.
Back
it's not
the
what
day.
It used to be from what it is back in the yeah. day. They want it seems like nowadays the bars want smaller acts or just one or two
yeah.
people, background music. It's not bars like it used to be because everybody's trying to turn into a dinner
yeah.
restaurant.
Which, the older I get, I don't mind starting earlier and being
yes,
done earlier.
Yes, and starting earlier, and, you know, usually yeah. the gigs are 3 hours now instead
yeah.
of four.
And it,
instead
it,
of 9, it, you know, 9:30 to 1:30 in the morning, it's, yeah. say, yeah, 6 to 9 or 7 to 10.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
Which, I guess as I get older, that's a good thing.
That's nice.
That's a good thing.
That is nice.
Well, Kevin, thank you for taking the time and sharing some local music with us. You know, for the, all of you that are tuning into this, you know, just check your local areas. I know that, you know, around Montcalm County, you know, Greenville, Edmore, Lakeview, Howard City, they all have music. Just
yes.
just look for it. So you can catch the Discover Montcalm podcast on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube, as well as Pandora, Apple, and iHeart. You can go to discovermontcalmpodcast.com, check out all the episodes, grab the RSS feed, put it in your favorite browser. If you have a story, whether it's on music or business, or you're just a community, you've lived here all your life, or you've been here for 10 years, but you love doing something around here, get in touch with me at 231-250-9624. I'd love to share your story. And on that note, remember to buy and shop locally.
The Discover Montcalm podcast wants to thank West Michigan Technology and Design Solutions, WGLM 106.3 FM, DW Video, and Business Growth Engine. Thank you for your support. Follow the Discover Montcalm podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Catch every episode at discovermontcalmpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, and iHeart. Want to be a guest on the podcast and share your story? Contact Dwayne at 231-250-9624. That's 231-250-9624. Thank you for supporting the Discover Montcalm podcast.